Praise the Lord and welcome to It Is Well Living Church, where we build up the body of Christ spiritually, physically, and mentally. At It Is Well, we minister to the whole man by helping you establish a relationship with the Father through the Son. And now join Pastor Khalil Carmichael for a powerful message from a service already in progress.
Jesus, think like Christ. Think higher thoughts. Don't think lower thoughts. Don't gossip. Don't do those things, but think higher, in a higher consciousness. Think in a higher term of being, a higher level of being.
Yes.
Think like Christ. Don't think like the world. Don't think like your friends. Don't think like those talk shows that you see, Maury Povich and Jerry Springer and all these. Don't let your mind be above all of that. Put on the mind of Christ. If you're going to have supernatural restoration, you're going to have to think differently. You can't think your same old thoughts. God will not restore and give you blessings if you can't mentally handle them. You know, it's nothing like seeing someone with a new house or a new car, and they're living like they still rent in an apartment. Not cutting the grass, waiting for somebody. Nobody's coming to cut the grass. You have to cut the grass. You have to do those things because you are a homeowner now. And if God is going to bless you, you have to be prepared mentally for that. It's nothing like seeing someone going after a master's degree or a doctorate degree and still trying to have high school behavior. You know, not sitting in the dark reading the books, studying hard, but still allowing their mind to operate like they're in high school. Amen. Like they're in college seeking a bachelor's. If God is going to restore, you're going to have to elevate your thinking. If God is going to give you a business, you have to have a mind of Christ to do business. The Bible says, do not be slothful in business. You're going to have a mind, a renewed mind. And I'll get off that. Lord have mercy. I don't know why the Lord won't let me off that.
Amen.
If we're going to go higher as a church, we're going to have to renew our mind and understand who we are in God before people will come and visit and do and connect with us. They're going to have to see the light of God. They have to see the way that you think, and they're going to have to desire that. We're going to have to put on the mind of Christ. And then we're going to have to, too, we said last week that we would return. We would return to God. That we would return to God. Some of us just simply need to return to God. We grew up with God. We were in church. We know the word. We were baptized, and we just need to simply return to God. But this time, not just return to church, but return to God. Build a relationship with God. Get to know him through his word. Return to God fully with our entire being. If you want the restorative power of God in your life, you're going to have to return to God. You know, you may have tried other things, other religions, other ideologies, different things. But now you're going to have to return fully to God. Fully to God, and allow him to restore your life. And then you're going to have to repent. You know, you're going to have to repent of sin. I had someone this week call me and tell me of a past sin, and I was so pleased to have this person repent. You know, you don't have to call me, but they just wanted to talk. We just talked about it, and, you know, but it was a beautiful thing. And God is going to restore those years, because now you've repented, you've turned away from that. Even stuff that you've hid in your mind and you've put away and you continue to manipulate. Well, I didn't know any better, or I was just dumb, or I didn't have a father, or I should have been. God will forgive me. No, repent, turn. Let the Father know. Let the Father, Heavenly Father, know that I was ignorant. I didn't know any better. Forgive me. That's not repenting saying, well, they just got to get over it. I didn't know any better. That's not repenting. Repenting is saying, forgive me. I was wrong. I made bad choices. I hurt people. I hurt their lives. I messed up people's lives. Repent. And watch God restore. Restore. Watch him restore. Watch him restore. the years that the locust, the canker worm, the palmer worm, and the caterpillar have eaten away the evil one. God is already restoring. He's already restoring many of you. I see it. I'm witnessing it. He's doing it. But we want him to continue restoring us fully. He doesn't just do things halfway. That's not God. He does things fully. He restores us fully. He brings us back to the life he intended for us and the ways and the love that he puts in our heart. He brings us back to that love. And he can do it. But what do we do in the meantime? While we're waiting for him to restore, while we're coming to church and going to work and pressing our way. What do we do in the meantime when we're waiting for God to restore our lives? What course of action are we taking? Do we just lay there? Do we just wait? Do we work? Do we walk? Do we read the word? Do we continue going to church? What do we do? What is the course of action that we must take as we're waiting for restoration? As we're waiting for God to supernaturally restored our life. You have renewed your mind. You returned to God. And you repented of your mistakes. Now, what should you be doing while you're waiting for God to supernaturally restore your life? I think the second letter of Paul tells us. Let's look at that right now. The second letter of Paul to his son Timothy in ministry gives us a sense of what we should be doing when we're waiting for restoration in our life, and all of us are waiting for restoration. We're all waiting for God to do something in our lives, something great to restore us and get us on course. You know, Timothy was called into ministry, and he was called into ministry by Paul. Paul was the great apostle, and he called Timothy into ministry. And he recognized that Timothy had a gift. And the gift that Timothy had within him was the gift of faith. You know, that is a gift. You know, if you have faith, that is a gift. God can give you a gift of faith. I have the gift of faith. That's one of my gifts. You know, someone can say to me, I don't know how we're going to do it. And I can say, we're going to do it. Because God is able. It drives people crazy. People want to talk to me. They want to talk down to me. I don't know how. God can help you. I'm telling you that God can do it, and he will do it. That's a gift of faith in God. And so Timothy had this gift of faith in God. And Paul recognized this gift. The apostle Paul recognized this gift. And he declared to Timothy that this gift that of faith that he had within him was from his grandmother, Lois, and his mother, Eunice. He said, look, you have the gift of faith, and it's coming from down your generations. It's coming from your mother and your grandmother. Your grandmother had great faith, and now your mother had great faith, and now you have even greater faith, but you don't know it because it's in you. Just like your children and your grandchildren. They have great faith. Some of you, I listen to you talk about your mothers and your grandmothers, and I hear that you have that same faith that is within you. And what Paul had to do and tell Timothy that was that I want you to take that great faith that you have, and you're going to take that faith and you're called into ministry. You're not just called to preach, but you're called in ministry to serve in a church. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to lay hands on you, and I'm going to ask God to stir up the gift that is within you, because you don't even know it's there. It's lying dormant. So when I lay hands on you, I'm praying, when I lay hands on you, I'm praying that God will stir up the gift that is in you. And that it will awaken, and you will no longer think like you think and talk like you thought, but you will start utilizing the gift of faith that is within you. And I'm watching you. I heard my father read that scripture today. The gift of faith is active. I heard Rhonda read the scripture today. The gift of faith is active. I can sense. I heard Lacey pray. The gift of faith is active. And it's being stirred up. And Paul was saying to Timothy, the gift is being stirred up within you. You have that gift, and now you're going to go forward in ministry, and God is going to restore, and he's going to do great things in your life. And although you're going to ministry, don't be afraid, Timothy. Don't be afraid, Keith. Don't be afraid, Brandon. Don't be afraid, Melisha. Don't be afraid. Although you're going forward, don't be afraid, because there are going to be afflictions. There's going to be trials. There's going to be hard times while you're waiting for God to restore your life and build up that great faith, that gift that's within you. There are going to be trials. There's going to be hard times. There's going to be afflictions. Therefore, Paul explained to him that he was called to ministry and not to be afraid or fear, because he was also being called not to just be in ministry, not to just serve as a deacon, as a minister, as a preacher, as a person in the ministry, but you're being called, listen to this, to be a partaker in the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. Lord have mercy. You still want to go forward? Verse 8, chapter 1, verse 8, 2 Timothy. You're being called to be a partaker in the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. But he says to him in verse 7, don't be afraid, don't fear, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but God has given you a spirit of power, love, and of sound mind. Don't be afraid, Paul. Don't be afraid of ministry. Don't be afraid, Jane. Don't be afraid, Mom. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what God is doing in your life, Kalisha. Don't be afraid of it. For God did not give you a spirit of fear, but he gave you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. When you are afraid, when you fear of going forward, that's of the devil. That's of the evil one. But God has given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind to go forward and to have your life.
It Is Well Living Church is a listener support broadcast, and any donation in any amount would be appreciated. You can send donations to P.O. Box 7145, Monroe Township, New Jersey, 08831. For more information about It Is Well Living Church, you may call 732-921-3746. You can visit us on the web at itiswellchurch.com or connect with us on Facebook or send us a tweet on Twitter. Remember to serve the Lord, love God, and know it is well.